This is John Nashi. Peace be upon you all. This afternoon, we'd like to talk a little about something that's very important for the development of community, which is marriage. Marriage being a male and a female united in a contractual relationship, meaning a mutual relationship. You know, we know that God tells us in our holy book that she has rights over you and you have rights over her. And it's telling us so we can respect one another and then begin to develop in our family life, teach our children, teach the society, and begin to grow. We have a very serious problem here today because we know Satan is always active. He's always has a scheme going to upset God's balance so he can appear to be the ruler or the leader in the land. And that is, he comes up with these ideas of same-sex marriage. Where did these things come from? We know they were long in history, but Satan was here also. He was here from the very beginning. When God put us here, he was here before us, as a matter of fact. So he convinced us, he's trying to sell us on the idea of a man and a man being married, or a woman and a woman married. Now, common sense tells us, and biologically, the information is right there. How do you establish a family? How do you establish a society with a male having a relationship, a sexual relationship with a male, or a woman having a sexual relationship with a woman, a female? It don't work. It don't work like that. I mean, just your biological, the way God created us biologically, tells us that it don't work. All of the things or the essentials are there. The penis, the testicles, the production of sperm or semen emitted into a woman, the womb, and the development in the womb, and all the rest of these things is a natural process, even for an ignorant person. So God is blessing us with the understanding of forming God's way on earth. So if we begin to form God's way on earth, in order to do that, we have to have the right information. And the children nowadays are ignorant because the teachers are teaching them in school. Actually, that's their priority, to put up a gay flag and teach that understanding of two men having sex with one another, or marriage relationship, male and female. So it's our position as natural men and women to teach our children the proper way of marriage, the proper way of developing our children, the proper way of developing our community, so we can be in the way that God originally created us to be in the first place. The beginning of family starts with marriage. Shacking up, my partner, and all the rest of these things doesn't mean anything. You have to take an oath to one another, a contractual relationship. And the woman have her concerns, the man have their concerns, and they begin to work together for the betterment of themselves, for their family, and also the betterment of society. Now, every man and every woman should be married. But it's not necessary if you say, okay, I don't want to marry. A person say that I was married and I don't desire to be married again. You know, that's completely up to you. But God created us all with the instruments, with the mind, the heart, the spirit, and everything to work together in unison. She's a half of you. The other half of you is the feminine side. And the other half of her is the masculine side. And these two forming together represents what God wants for each and every one of us. So marriage is a very important, very important. Train our children, seek out a mate, and they should do that. We should, matter of fact, we should accompany them in that. But now family has been broken up so thoroughly that children are just, our children just roam the street looking for sexual pleasures and say, this is my woman or this is my man, with no kind of relationship, of establishing a relationship to broaden our children's concept and ideas about life and to fulfill those things in their life and prepare their children for the next development. So this is what it's all about. So this is just a little short talk on marriage. Quite nasty, there's so much more. And I probably could write a book on it. Matter of fact, I did. And take the time to really go into understanding our mate. And just in closing here, I'd like to say that things change. Not the way when you met your wife when she was a young lady, beautiful, shapely, and all of that. Things change. Attitudes change. So we have to make the adjustments as we go along. Don't think everything's going to be peaches and cream for that whole relationship. And we made an oath to stay with her till death, till death. We take that oath in the Christian church. But it's also the same thing in the Muslim mosque, that is your mate. And you should stay with that mate until the day you die or to the day she dies. Quite nasty. God is the best knower. Thank you. Peace.